Of course, you know the dose-dense trial. In an unplanned fashion, we have looked at the results by ER status. And again, we see something very consistent, which Don Burry has summarized in the three-study analysis that he presented at San Antonio last year. This is actually impressive JAMA at this point, so we'll see it shortly out there in the world. But you'll recall that he compared the high-dose Q4-week CAF regimen and linked that to the standard AC arm of 9344. He then linked the AC paclitaxel arm of 9344 against the standard arm of the dose-dense trial, 9741. For the ER negatives, disease-free survival in terms of hazards significantly improved with each one of these steps: better CAF, addition of paclitaxel, dose-dense scheduling. In the ER-positive subset of patients, each one of these steps is not statistically significant, but they're always favorable. And when you add up the overall impact from low-dose CAF to dose-dense AC paclitaxel, for ER-negative breast cancer, you get a really profound chemotherapy effect. It looks like the point estimate for benefit is half the size in the ER-positives, but likely still favorable, although the confidence interval certainly does not exclude the possibility of no benefit at all. And this has been, again, to some degree, wildly overinterpreted as suggesting that chemo doesn't work in the ER-positives. It simply doesn't say that. It says that the magnitude of the benefit is likely to be much smaller than in the ER-poor. The important point here, though, is when folks focus on 9741, Q2, Q3, and they say, gee, the addition of dose-dense scheduling doesn't yield much in the ER-positives, they're really not comparing apples to apples when they then look at TAC-FAC, because the FAC arm, of course, has no paclitaxel or docetaxel in the control arm, and so you can't look at each individual step and say that this is or is not significant vis-a-vis another separate randomized trial. So I'm not suggesting that TAC is ineffective in ER-positives. I'm suggesting that you can't compare these regimens head-to-head. When you look at 9741 from the San Antonio meeting, the raw numbers of events in the ER-positive subset, there actually numerically are fewer in the ER-positives who get Q2 scheduling versus Q3. It's a more striking difference in the ER-poor, a very weak suggestion of benefit in the ER-positives, if at all. And you see the same thing for overall survival. The bottom line is this. If you were to argue that you know what regimen to give a patient with ER-positive, node-positive disease, that is, if you think you know to give TAC instead of dose-dense AC paclitaxel, then you're presuming to know the results of B38. And I would argue that you can't know that, that there's equipoise on this question, that either regimen is entirely appropriate for ER-positive patients, and they should be randomized on this trial.